This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Nearly a week has passed since Typhoon Haiyun ripped through the Philippines. Aid organizations report more than 10,000 dead, though Filipino President Aquino said the number is far overblown and closer to 2,000. Whatever the number, many more will likely succumb to disease or dehydration as relief slowly pours into the hardest-hit regions. Security is a major concern among officials in areas now teetering toward anarchy. Many Americans spring into action after such disasters, emptying their cupboards of old canned goods, medicines, and clothing to be shipped off as aid. Jessica Alexander urges you not to. She's author of Chasing Chaos, My Decade in and Out of Humanitarian Aid. And we read her article, Please Don't Send Your Old Shoes to the Philippines, on Slate.com. We reached her this morning at the UN. And Jessica, thank you for taking some time on such a busy day.
Thank you for having me.
Jessica, how do Americans tend to respond when they hear about disasters overseas?
Well, Americans are extremely generous. And as I said in my piece, and as I say in my book too, that human instinct and human impulse is one that should be commended and encouraged. Why I wrote the article was more about how people can use that generosity and channel it in a way that will really make a difference. Some people tend to just send stuff that they assume that people need overseas, but when you're actually on the ground responding, it's really chaotic, and you're just, at this point now, trying to get in life-saving materials in a situation where, you know, the roads are totally blocked. There's a huge swath of area that's very difficult to reach. And so we really just need to be focusing right now on getting in life-saving water, food, and shelter as well. And so when people who, again, are very well-intentioned and well-meaning are sending old clothes or old items, it really just slows things down. It's hard for people to kind of get their head around why it's actually not good to be sending stuff instead of money, but I think it's a really important message.
Well, I'd like to get to that because you've noted that, you know, people well-intentioned go through their closets and pack food and detergent and canned goods. And what are some of the more bizarre things you've seen turn up in an aid box?
Well, I've seen everything from tampons when you're in a very remote community where women don't use tampons. And what they did is they refashioned the applicators for candle holders. I've seen, you know, thermal tent heaters in tropical climates show up. I've seen pasta show up in places where people have never seen pasta and they don't know how to cook it, and so they end up eating it raw. I've seen English books show up in places where children don't know how to, you know, they've never seen English before. And so again, you know, just think through when you are donating, think through what's going to happen at the receiving end.
Yes, Jessica, I get it. You know, that maybe your old shoes and, you know, open tubes of Neosporin might not be useful to people, but you write that they're actually harmful. How can donated goods be harmful in a country after a disaster on the scale of the Haitian earthquake or now in the Philippines?
Well, as I said, it's important to keep in mind what's going on in the Philippines right now, that we're just trying to sort in getting life-saving goods right now. And when you send in boxes of things that are not useful, it slows down the response and thus can be harmful. But also, I mean, imagine if you're sending medicines that, you know, you think are needed, but people don't know how to read those labels. They don't know what to do with those items. They may just be sitting in a box because civil servants and aid workers are tending to getting the water and the food to people and appropriate medicines. They may expire. A child may pick them up. I mean, there's just so many potential consequences when it's not controlled and regulated. The real issue is that at this point, it just slows things down and it makes it much more difficult to actually get the life-saving stuff to the people who are in desperate need for it.
Is there a time later when those things could be useful?
You know, it's never a good time to give gifts in kind. There's a cost to shipping it. There's a cost to sorting it on the other end. There's a cost to transporting it, and there's a cost to warehousing it. Unwanted goods just kind of take up room and take up people's time that should be devoted to getting things that are needed. If people want to give gifts in kind, you should wait until an organization asks for specific items, because they're on the ground and they know what the exact needs are. They can identify what people are needing and what they can't procure locally.
So your recommendation is money, but that is a concern for a lot of people. I remember 3 years after the Haitian earthquake, all of the money that was pledged by Americans and other international aid organizations still hadn't been spent, even if giving to a reputable organization. How are people sure that their money is going to be spent in the right place?
If you're giving to a reputable organization, your money will be spent in the right place. And there are a lot of reports of money going unspent. I mean, people are, first of all, you have to understand that in a context like Haiti or in other places that are very poor, the capacity of these places to absorb millions and millions of dollars within 6 months, within a year, is very difficult. However, they're using the money to buy fuel so that we can go around and truck deliveries, much-needed items, to remote places. We're using the money to also buy fuel to pay for generators, to keep the lights on so that we can work around the clock to identify where the needs are, to strategize about how we're going to reach them so that we can work on all cylinders to most effectively respond. I think people misunderstand that when they're giving money, that they think that they're giving to an individual person. They're giving to a humanitarian response. And a humanitarian response is very expensive to operate. I mean, you have to remember how logistically difficult it is to reach some of these places. That's going to require helicopters. That's going to require expertise and manpower to actually get there. And that's where your donation also goes. And so, you know, people might think, oh, when I deliver a teddy bear, that entire teddy bear is going to a child, versus if I give $10, well, maybe $5 will be spent on the actual food given to a family. But the other five, you know, the rest of it is spent on all of the mechanisms that are necessary to deliver that aid. It's a vital part of how the humanitarian operation runs.
Jessica Alexander, author of Chasing Chaos, My Decade in and Out of Humanitarian Aid, and the recent article, Please Don't Send Your Old Shoes to the Philippines. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks.
You can find more on Jessica's thoughts and writing on humanitarian aid at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, comedian and Saturday Night Live veteran Colin Quinn squeezes some humor out of the U.S. Constitution in a new stand-up show. He's going to be in New Hampshire tomorrow night, so we catch up with him first on Word of Mouth after the break.